This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 79.
В эфире 79-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь понимать описание разных объектов. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Audience.
Публика, зрители.
Balcony, balconies.
Балкон, балконы.
The first balcony.
Балкон первого яруса.
Hall.
Зал.
Intermission.
Антракт, перерыв.
Light.
Освещение.
Orchestra.
Оркестр.
Seat.
Стул, кресло, место.
Space.
Пространство, место.
Technology.
Техника, технология.
Trim.
Отделка.
Row.
Ряд.
Backstage.
За кулисами, за сценой в театре.
Dressing room.
Артистическая уборная.
Rehearsal.
Репетиция.
Gold.
Золото.
To conduct.
Дирижировать.
To guess.
Думать, полагать.
To hold.
Вмещать.
The hall holds 300 people.
Зал вмещает 300 человек.
Comfortable.
Удобный, комфортабельный.
Cream.
Кремовый.
Deep.
Глубокий.
Dirty.
Грязный.
Elegant.
Элегантный.
Modern.
Современный.
Ugly.
Уродливый, некрасивый.
Square.
Квадратный.
Light.
Светлый. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер идет на концерт. Он разговаривает по переносному телефону с женой, которая не смогла пойти с ним.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can tell you're at the concert.
I wanted to try out the telephone. I can't believe I'm talking to you on the telephone.
Modern technology.
Wonderful. I'm sitting in the middle of this large concert hall talking to you on the telephone.
What's it like?
The telephone?
No, the concert.
It hasn't started yet. It will begin in about 5 minutes. The concert hall is beautiful.
Tell me about it.
It's large, but not too large. I guess it holds about 2,000 people. Maybe fewer than that. I'm sorry you can't be here.
Perhaps next time. Tell me more. What color is it?
It's cream color with red trim. Not bright red, but a red wine color. There's a lot of gold, too. The hall is almost square, and it has three balconies. They aren't very big. They aren't very deep. Each one has about 4 rows of seats. I'm in the first balcony.
That sounds perfect.
I can look down on the audience below. I can see people coming from the doors on the right and on the left. It's almost time for the concert to begin, so the hall is almost full.
Can you see the orchestra?
Of course. I'm directly in front of the orchestra, above them, of course. They are all in their places. Some are getting ready to warm up.
Oh, I can hear them. Is it exciting?
Yes, it is. You remember the last time we came here?
Yes, it must have been 3 years ago.
I think so. The concert hall was so ugly. It was dark and dirty.
Was it dark green?
Or maybe brown. It hadn't been painted for years and years. There weren't enough lights. We couldn't find our seats. Now it's light and colorful. It's really beautiful. It looks much bigger now.
Have you interviewed the conductor?
No, not yet. I'll interview him at the first intermission. It will be a long intermission.
Say hello for me. He may remember me.
Of course he'll remember you. You've met him several times, haven't you?
Yes, but he meets so many people.
I'll call you later. It's about to begin. Bye.
Помните, что определительные слова в английском языке часто стоят перед определяемыми словами. Послушайте несколько примеров.
Large concert hall. 2,000 people. Red wine color. Three balconies.
Однако определительные слова могут стоять и после глагола be в нужной форме. Послушайте.
They aren't big. The hall is beautiful. It's square. It was dark and dirty.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
Large concert hall. Large concert hall.
It's cream color with red trim. It's cream color with red trim.
Modern technology. Modern technology.
The hall is almost square. The hall is almost square.
3 years ago, it was dark and dirty. 3 years ago, it was dark and dirty.
It will be a long intermission. It will be a long intermission.
Теперь, отвечая на вопросы Мартина, употребите определительные слова для описания объектов, которые он называет.
How large is the concert hall?
Отвечайте побыстрее. It isn't very large.
What color is the concert hall?
Живее. It's cream color.
Is the concert hall dark and dirty?
No, it isn't.
Is the hall round or square?
It's almost square.
Hello? Is that you, Martin?
It's the intermission.
I know. I've been listening to the concert on the radio.
Мартин находится в концертном зале. Он слушает концерт и во время антракта разговаривает со своей женой по переносному телефону.
Are you feeling okay, Eileen?
Not bad. I'm glad I didn't go to the concert, though. I'm better at home.
I'll call you again after the interview.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you for meeting with me, Dr. Barzili.
It's my pleasure. Do you live here in town, Mr. Lerner?
No, I live in Baltimore.
That's not so far. I've conducted in Baltimore several times.
I know. I've seen you there.
My sister lives there.
Yes, my wife knows your sister very well.
Is your wife Eileen Lerner?
Yes. Do you remember her?
Of course.
She won't believe it. What do you think of the concert hall, Dr. Barzili?
It's wonderful. I always liked it, but it was so cold and ugly. Now it's warm and elegant.
It's much more comfortable for the audience.
For the orchestra, too. We have new space and new dressing rooms. Have you seen backstage?
Only this office.
You must look around. There are 8 or 10 dressing rooms now. There were only 2 before. 5 or 6 rooms are small, and 2 are very large. They can be used as rehearsal rooms, too.
What do you like best about the hall?
The audience. I always like the audience best. But it's very nice to play in a good hall.
What makes a good concert hall?
Sound and comfort. It has to make the orchestra sound very good.
And what about comfort?
You know, some musical pieces are very long. The audience and the players must be comfortable.
Do you like the colors?
I like different colors for different music. The red and cream colors are very good. Blues and greens are cool colors. Browns and yellows and golds are happy colors.
Is there a perfect concert hall, then?
I don't think so. Some are too large for the orchestra and the music. Some are too small. I like a large hall for Beethoven and a small hall for Mozart.
I think I understand. The hall should match the music.
That's right, but they never do exactly.
What music would you like for this hall?
The way it is now, this would be an excellent hall for Chopin and Liszt.
Thank you very much, Dr. Barzili.
You're welcome. Please give my regards to Eileen.
Послушайте несколько предложений с определительными словами.
It's wonderful. It was cold and ugly. Now it's warm and elegant.
It's comfortable for the audience.
It's comfortable for the orchestra.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
The walls were blue. The walls were blue.
The concert hall was cold and ugly. The concert hall was cold and ugly.
Now the hall is warm and elegant. Now the hall is warm and elegant.
It's comfortable for the audience. It's comfortable for the audience.
It's comfortable for the orchestra. It's comfortable for the orchestra.
This would be an excellent hall for Chopin and Liszt. This would be an excellent hall for Chopin and Liszt.
А сейчас составьте, пожалуйста, предложение с определительными словами, которые Мартин предлагает вам. Например, если он употребляет слова cold and ugly, холодный и некрасивый, вы можете дать пример. The concert hall was cold and ugly.
Cold and ugly.
Говорите. The concert hall was cold and ugly.
Red color.
The seats were a red color.
Very large.
The hall was very large.
Not very big.
The house was not very big.
Warm and friendly.
The room was warm and friendly.
Hello?
Hi, Eileen. The concert is over. I'll be home in an hour and a half.
Okay, drive carefully.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительные. Публика, зрители.
Audience. Audience.
Балкон, балконы.
Balcony, balconies. Balcony, balconies.
Балкон первого яруса.
First balcony. First balcony.
Зал.
Hall. Hall.
Антракт, перерыв.
Intermission. Intermission.
Освещение.
Light. Light.
Оркестр.
Orchestra. Orchestra.
Место, кресло, стул.
Seat. Seat.
Пространство, место.
Space. Space.
Техника, технология.
Technology. Technology.
Отделка.
Trim. Trim.
За кулисами, за сценой в театре.
Backstage. Backstage.
Артистическая уборная.
Dressing room. Dressing room.
Ряд.
Row. Row.
Репетиция.
Rehearsal. Rehearsal.
Золото.
Gold. Gold.
Вино.
Wine. Wine.
Глаголы. Дирижировать.
To conduct. To conduct.
Думать, полагать.
To guess. To guess.
Вмещать.
To hold. To hold.
Зал вмещает 300 человек.
The hall holds about 300 people. The hall holds about 300 people.
Прилагательные. Удобный, комфортабельный.
Comfortable. Comfortable.
Кремовый.
Cream. Cream.
Глубокий.
Deep. Deep.
Грязный.
Dirty. Dirty.
Элегантный.
Elegant. Elegant.
Современный.
Modern. Modern.
Уродливый, безобразный.
Ugly. Ugly.
Квадратный.
Square. Square.
Светлый.
Light. Light.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 79-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы узнаете больше слов, необходимых для описания природы. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Приключение.
Adventure.
Искатель приключения.
Adventurer.
Клуб.
Club.
Земля.
Ground.
На земле.
On the ground.
Склон горы или холма.
Hillside.
Дорога, тропа.
Trail.
Долина.
Valley.
Ходить пешком, бродить.
To hike.
Пешеходная экскурсия.
Hiking.
Располагаться лагерем, разбивать лагерь.
To camp.
Место привала, стоянка.
Camping.
Клуб искателей приключений.
Adventurers Club.
Любимый, излюбленный.
Favorite.
Местный.
Local.
Национальный, общегосударственный.
National.
Великолепный, величественный.
Magnificent.
На открытом воздухе.
Outdoors.
Чувствующий тошноту.
Sick.
Особенно.
Especially.
Крутой.
Steep.
Точно.
Exactly.
Себя, себе. Первое лицо множественное число.
Ourselves.
Например, мы не называем себя искателями приключений.
We do not call ourselves adventurers.
Себя, себе. Второе лицо множественного числа.
Yourselves.
Например, как вы себя называете?
What do you call yourselves?
Дорогие друзья, мы ждем ваших писем с отзывами и пожеланиями по поводу нашей программы. Пишите нам по адресу «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Повторяю, «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.